Good afternoon, everyone. I'm actually going to read some additional scriptures, which I believe the Lord has laid on my heart as background before we get to those portions that Jesse read. Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 8. 1 Samuel chapter 8. I think that the portions are very familiar to us, but it's worthwhile just to look at some of them. 1 Samuel chapter 8. I'll read from verse 1. Now it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. The name of his firstborn was Joel. The name of his second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. But his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribes, and perverted justice. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, "Look, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us, just like all the nations." Okay, so they wanted a king like everybody else to judge them. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." So Samuel prayed to the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Heed the voice of the people in all that they say to you. For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that they should not reign over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even to this day, with which they have forsaken me and served other gods, so they are doing to you also. Now therefore, heed their voice. However, you shall solemnly forewarn them and show them the behavior of the king who will reign over them." I'm now going to read some verses that describes the types of things that the king, their choice, would do to them. I'm going to contrast this to David, when we get to David, to see that David was not like this. But just to read these few verses. So Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who asked him for a king. And he said, "This will be the behavior of the king who will reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for his own chariots and to be his horsemen, and some will run before his chariots. He will appoint captains over his thousands and captains over his fifties, will set some to plow his ground and reap his harvest, and some to make his weapons of war and equipment for his chariots. He will take your daughters to be perfumers, cooks, and bakers. He will take the best of your fields, your vineyards, your olive groves, and give them to his servants. He will take a tenth of your grain and your vintage and give it to his officers and servants." And this is the verse 16. "He will take your male servants, your female servants, your finest young men, and your donkeys, and put them to his work." You know, as we read this, I hope, and I should have said this before, I really hope that as we read these portions, that we try to relate them to what's going on in our society today. What's going on, what we are all faced with. So they said they wanted a king like anybody else. Then God described the type of king that they would get. When you read through here, you see that in many ways, put it in simple terms, that the king that they were going to get was a person who was going to exploit them. Verse 16 to me summarizes it. He will take your male servants, your female servants, your finest young men. He wanted the very best for himself. And if you read some of the other verses, it was all about promoting the business of the king. What they would get, what the king would get. Again, it's exploitation. So, turn with me, you know the story. I'm just going to go through a few verses here. They got their king. His name is Saul. We're not going to talk about him much today. But, if you turn to verse chapter 15 and verse 28, the Lord gave Saul a job to do. Saul was disobedient. So by the time we get to verse 28 of chapter 15, this is what Samuel said to Saul. So Samuel said to him, "The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you." And we know who that person is. So Saul is rejected, yet he is still reigning outwardly as a king. He is still reigning as a king. But he's really, as far as God is concerned, he's been set aside. Then when you get into chapter 16, God tells Samuel to basically go and anoint a new king, his choice. And as you know, he goes to Jesse, and Jesse has 8 sons, but 7 of them come before him. They're all rejected. But then we come to David. Verse 13 of chapter 16. "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him." He was the 8th one. "In the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah." So now we are talking about God's king. God's choice was David. Saul is still acting as the king. But God's choice, God's anointed king, is David. That's the background. Again, you know the story. Now we get to chapter 21. If you could now come to chapter 21. Between those chapters, we know that a lot of things happened. You know, David slew Goliath and had a great following in one sense. He was exalted and so on. But yet he was serving Saul. And it became very obvious that God was with David, and Saul became very jealous and envious. And he attempted to kill him on more than one occasion. So now we pick up the story where David is fleeing from Saul. And yet David is God's anointed. He's fleeing from Saul. Now, I might have missed it, but I didn't read all the chapters. But somewhere in that time where David is fleeing from Saul, some men associate with David. Maybe young men. Some men came around David. Now we get to chapter 21. And David comes to Ahimelech. As we read earlier, a brief of verse 1. I just want to read a few points before I make other comments. As you read this story about David, one thing that jumps out to me is this. David was a real person. You know, when you read David, David had his ups and downs. He was a great man of God. But there were times when he did things that he should not have done. And I think this is, let's be real, you know, you and I, those of us who believe in Christ, we may be genuine, but we're not perfect. So when you read and see David, you realize, you know, he had his ups and downs. He was a true man of God. Read here and you'll see what I'm talking about. Verse 1. "Now David came to know, to Ahimelech the priest. And Ahimelech was afraid when he met David and said to him, 'Why are you alone and no one is with you?' So David said to Ahimelech the priest, 'The king has ordered me on some business and said to me, do not let anyone know anything about the business on which I send you or what I have commanded you. And I have directed my young men.'" I don't think that was actually true. I don't believe that Saul had told him to do this. So we see that David was not speaking the truth. And by the way, I did a search on the word young men in the books of Samuel. It occurs about 20 times. Okay, about 20 different references. We're not going to cover all of them today, for sure. But I just want to mention, this is one of them here.